from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well done, Sean. I know who that's for. That's Wiggy? Probably, I would say that's probably her. Don't you think that's her best song? I would say, out of all of them. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Remember there was a time when all these celebrity sex tapes were being released and the actress was shocked that they were released, and then you find out they had a contract with a given video?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Paris Hilton. Yeah, Courtney's our very own Paris Hilton.
Oh, no.
Oh, I can't. I posted a reel yesterday, Greg, and I found out 3 hours later my boob was fully exposed in it.
Oh, really?
You should have seen all these DMs I was getting.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I mean, it was the one day.
You two know me.
It was the one day in my life I wasn't on Instagram for 3 straight hours looking at comments.
No. You two know me. You know I would not be showing my boobs on
any
time.
We do know you. And I would lean more to this is something you positioned perfectly.
No,
because from the waters a little bit.
We know how much anxiety you have. So like, if you're putting a picture of yourself up in a tub, you're gonna like go through that. Like, ooh, let me make sure I don't have nothing crazy, because you know you always talk about those type of things,
right?
So it's a good accidental. No. What did I call it initially? An accident, but it wasn't really an accident. I forget what I called it.
I don't know.
Oh, accidentally, intentionally put up.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get to They Said It at 7:20, so in about 15 minutes. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will definitely talk about what Kevin Garnett said about today's NBA players, which I'm sure has not made any of today's NBA players very happy. But in the meantime, we have leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. This is the summer of Cooper Flagg, guy who hails from Maine, going to Duke, projected to be a first-round pick. He really shot to stardom once they were talking about the Olympic team, Team USA, and his performance against all of them. NBA players have come out saying that he looks like he has all the potential in the world. He has just signed a big, big deal with New Balance.
Ooh, okay.
Mitch has the video of the new commercial making the announcement. Like I said, from Maine, so a local kid. Kind of a perfect fit, I think, for New Balance. But if you are a college basketball player and you're getting a shoe deal, this is going to be the way of the future.
Yeah.
College basketball players are going to be raking in more money than ever before.
The kid is really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
His story is awesome.
Yep.
Like making his way around Maine in the middle of winter and playing, you know, where did he go to prep school? Did he end up Did he go to Bridgeton Academy or somewhere like that?
No, I don't. I went to Bridgeton.
He is just as you know. Obviously, as long as he stays healthy and develops,
yeah. So yes.
He is more. He will probably be the number one pick.
Yeah, he's going to be a lottery pick.
It's an unbelievable story. How much is the deal worth?
They're not disclosing that at the moment. Now, I know back in 2023, it was their first season of doing like NIL rosters for New Balance. And all the money, we talk about it all the time. It's changing the way in which college sports is being played or being handled. But to have an actual shoe deal like this is huge for a kid like Cooper Flagg. Coolest part about the story, he talks when this announcement came that his mom used to do like tent shows. She used to work tent shows where they were selling New Balances.
Oh, really?
So to have it be a full circle moment like
that,
I'm so happy for him. But I do think that this is part of the issue when it comes to college athletes and the way in which coaches are going to have to deal with them, because the money is there and only going to get bigger.
The NIL has completely changed college sports.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yep.
Good for him.
You have a call on line three, somebody offering you an NIP deal. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I was going to do the Jeremy Swayman kind of shine thing and just like, what the hell are the Bruins doing? That there's a chance that they could lose Jeremy Swayman if he's at that much. If that's his price, he's not coming down that low. Like I don't think he's coming down below $9 million. And are the Bruins going to give him $9 million?
I'd give him $9 million.
I know. I would, too. But are they going to do it?
They really don't have a choice. I mean, you brought it up. They traded away their other options. Mm-hmm.
But weren't there reports out there they were somewhere in the world of, like, seven?
No. I mean, he wanted eight or eight and a half was what the buzz was, but
but we know what the real buzz is from our boy Scoops Keefe.
So the eight and a half was probably what the Bruins wanted to pay.
Yeah,
I bet.
Right.
And he's like,
Yeah.
10, because that's what, you know, Scoops Keefe is telling us. So there's a chance he's not coming past nine. Are they going to be willing to come up? But that was going to be my original lead, but Shime jumped on it, so I don't want to double up. But I always keep an extra clip in the holster just in case.
We're getting second helping.
Well, just really quick, because I think this is pretty good, and I gotta give her credit. I give them both credit, but Angel Reese was right. I don't know if you saw this story that how she shattered the WNBA rebound record. She had 22 rebounds in a game, and she went three games with 20-plus rebounds. Like, ridiculous. But she was right when she said, and she didn't say, but I think we were saying it, that her and Caitlin Clark are the Magic and Bird of the WNBA because of just the buzz that she gets and the buzz that Caitlin Clark gets, and Angel Reese utilizes her, you know, her femininity. Am I saying that right? You know, she, like, they do the walk before the games that the women dress up is a big thing, and she's doing the Reese's Cups, and Caitlin Clark's doing a lot of other stuff. But she was right when she said that they are the Magic and Bird of the WNBA because...
Well, yeah, I mean, you make a great point. Look, neither one of them were playing last week at the Garden, and that game was a sellout.
Right.
So they have created a lot of interest in the WNBA.
And they go...
Whether it lasts or not, I don't know, but there's...
And they go hand in hand. Like, I think Caitlin Clark would still be a buzz, but she wouldn't be as big a buzz if there was never this Angel Reese story.
Okay, thank you.
And same for her.
Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
I hate... When I have to say, I told you so, but I told you so. Mm-hmm. When a couple of years ago, when you were inclined to punish successful people in this state with a millionaire's tax, I told you it was going to create issues.
Yeah.
And none other than the great Bill Belichick spoke yesterday with Pat McAfee on that very topic.
What's that millionaire's tax about, Coach? That's strictly New England or what?
It's Taxachusetts. Yeah. That's where take more from you. So virtually every player, even a practice squad, even the minimum players are pretty close to $1 million. And so once you hit that $1 million threshold, then you pay more state tax in Massachusetts. So Yeah, just another thing you got to contend with in negotiations up there. It's not like...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like Tennessee or, you know, Florida or Nevada or some of these teams that have no state income tax. So you get hit pretty hard on that. You know, with the agents, they'll come and sledgehammer you down about, you know, the types of tax they're paying. That's we good. Don't get any benefit from that.
That's good business, baby, you know, for Massachusetts and from the agents. But
okay.
Ain't good business for Mass.
From the horse's mouth.
Yes. Greg called this from jump. Yeah,
thank you, Courtney. You
no, this is, I mean, this is all you needed was Bill Belichick to say exactly what
that's a guy who was doing it.
Right.
In the room, right. Negotiating with free agents, right. Wondering why you can't get anybody right. To come here. There's your answer.
Right. Yep. And he's talking about even basically the 53rd or the 52nd man on the roster is still close to $1 million.
And right. I saw people online mad at Bill Belichick for saying this. You should be mad if you voted for this to happen. Correct. Don't be mad at Bill Belichick.
They're mad that he called it Taxachusetts.
Right.
Taxachusetts.
Like, it's what yeah. It is.
It is what it is.
They find the people that get elected here spend every single hour finding some sort of new way to tax you because
mm-hmm.
They don't want to balance a budget. They don't want to stop spending. So the answer is to just go find more money from people, from the hardworking people of this state.
Taxachusetts.
Just let me see where that money's going.
Again, just to be clear, I don't care if it's Brandon Ayuk,
mm-hmm.
If it's... you know, you name
DeAndre Hopkins,
D-Hop, whoever,
Calvin Ridley,
whoever you've been flirting with
mm-hmm.
last couple seasons here and wondering afterwards why you couldn't close the deal.
Right.
This is it.
All right.
This is it. You're going to have to overpay anybody who wants to come here.
Right.
Because of the millionaire's tax.
Oh. So. Massachusetts.
Oh. But I saw like Ben Volen tweeting, you know, cough excuse, cough.
It's get
like,
out of here, Ben Volen.
What's that?
He was this... he retweeted it, him calling it Taxachusetts. It's like cough excuse, cough, saying that like stop making excuses for having, you know, bad seasons. At
just
the end
let me
of your
see where
here.
My taxes is going. More gray bikes.
That's not an excuse.
Nah.
It's a reality.
Right.
It's a lot of money.
And then you look at places like Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Where they don't have an income right. tax.
Right. Well, or even places maybe that do, that might have a tax, but they don't have an extra tax on that already state tax.
Yeah.
So let's say you're playing in Illinois or you're playing in New York or, I don't know, some other state, Ohio, that might have a tax, but they don't have a millionaire's tax.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, those are our leads. We're going to get to They Said It coming up. This is Dan from Rhode Island. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Greg. About this tit for tat you are having with Courtney, yes. I really think you need to nip. You really need to nip this in the bud, dude.
I will leave her alone. Yeah. I just don't. I don't believe it was accidental. I mean, the woman is very accomplished when it comes to social media. Oh,
she's the best at it.
She is really the best on right. the show.
Angles, everything.
At social.
Yeah, if I was very good at it, that angle would have been up close and personal and pretty perky.
I mean, and you couldn't.
But enough. New Whaler said, I'm making my dad proud moment 103 for her dad. New Whaler, who tunes in every day, 4 hours.
You couldn't post that on the show Instagram
no.
so we could get followers?
No. Nope. Why? It was deleted, and it is in the trash.
What is our show Instagram?
The Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
Okay.
I mean, think about how many more followers, how that helps with ratings. Thought you were a team player.
I am a team player, but when it comes, and I stick with Free the Nip for everybody else, just not my own.
I understand that. Yeah. We appreciate it.
We all use our assets to help our team
and we
elevate.
All have boobs.
All right. We should get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Sox had two games yesterday with the Blue Jays, two opportunities to get a win. Both were dropped. The first game ended in a 4-1 loss, and the second, a 7-3 loss. Danny Jansen, however, was the first player in MLB history to play for two different teams in the same game. Another one with Toronto at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cooper Criswell getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough, Joe Castiglione, and Lou Maloney all have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI, and as always on the Odyssey app. In football, the NFL and NFL Players Association have mandated the use of a new device to measure field conditions before regular season games this season. It's called a strike device. It's part of a larger effort to create a set of universal guidelines for the league's 30 playing surfaces, all while addressing the contentious issues between owners and players in recent years. That is what's trending. Here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 63 degrees and sunny here in the city of Austin. The high today is 82. It'll be a beautiful day out for you here in the city.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.